is Alex Elbrum.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge Biomedical Campus is creating a new art installation to reflect the 2 long years since the pandemic began. And I'm really pleased that the new artist in residence, Andrea Cockerton, and Natalie Ellis, Head of Arts for Cambridge University Hospitals, join me today to tell us all about it and how we might like to get involved. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, Alex.
And hello, Natalie.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here.
Now, Natalie, if I can come to you first, could I ask you about the arts at the hospital site? What's it sort of involve?
Yeah, so my job as Head of Arts at Cambridge University Hospitals is to bring arts in all its forms, wonderful creative forms, into our hospital setting, Adam Brookes and the Rosie Hospitals, because we know that arts in healthcare environments can be massively beneficial to a patient experience, but also to the staff and the wider community as well. So that's my job, but we are resident on the Cambridge Biomedical Campus. So I have other colleagues in some of the other institutes on campus that I work with to kind of bring arts onto site. So we have a steering group where we get to come together and collaborate. And part of that collaboration is about bringing artists as residents onto the Cambridge Biomedical Campus to work with us.
So how did this artist in residency come about then?
Yeah, so, well, the story of the artist residencies takes us back probably nearly 3 years, where we decided we really wanted to offer up an opportunity for really exciting professional artists to work with us to explore what's really exciting about our campus. So we are a really large biomedical campus. It's the largest in Europe. We have, I think, getting on for about 25,000 people who work on the site. We are involved in healthcare, in science, in research, in teaching and learning. And we wanted to look at what makes us special and look at what could bring us together. So we launched an opportunity for artists to propose an idea for a residency. And we had opportunity for 3 artists. And that was before COVID. And so Andrea was one of the artists we appointed. And then, of course, the pandemic hit in March 2020, which kind of threw us all into a spin, but certainly gave us a whole new kind of world to look at, and certainly gave the artists a new situation to explore, would you say, Andrea?
Yeah, I think that's a brilliant way of putting it. We had to really think about what was going on in the world, and as it was changing all the time, it was kind of continuing process of how can we use the arts, and with regard to my project, how can I use music to make a difference here?
So, Andrea, I know that you'd were appointed then, but in fact COVID hit yourself, weren't you, and you were very poorly. And has that changed how you're going to go about this project now that it's sort of been restarted?
Yeah, I think it has. I think we're as an arts kind of team, I guess, working on this, being quite cautious in terms of bringing people together. So one thing that we're doing is the project that I'm working on is more or less an entirely remote project, yet it's going to be reaching into people's living rooms or bedrooms or wherever they listen to music. So we've had to do things slightly differently. And I think also I've got long COVID and it's really debilitating. I think it means I've got to work a little bit slower and more carefully so I don't keel over. But it's also that, you know, it's really, really real. So the people on site have been dealing with a whole host of things of which I can probably only imagine a part of it, let alone the people that are working from home that would like to be on site with their colleagues. If you look at the 2 hospitals, I mean, we can only begin to imagine what they've been through in the last couple of years. So I've had a little bit of my own pain, I guess. And I think that's always helpful in terms of trying to represent voices that you're looking to work with.
Yeah. And so the project is called Dark Heels. And could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, firstly, a bit of context. So prior to COVID, I was running a big musical collective in Cambridge called We Are Sound. And we ran an experimental concept for a couple of years that took off and was really well received. And it was performed entirely in the dark, where the audience were wearing sleep masks and the performers were also performing in the dark. And it was a sound experience, essentially. And people described it as the best musical experience they'd ever had and the panacea that the world needed right now. So when Natalie and I and the steering committee were talking about, okay, 2 years has passed of COVID, what can we do with music? I mentioned this project and we decided that it could be really useful to take that and see if it could offer benefit to the people on the campus. So as I said we're not doing a physical event right now, although that hopefully could happen later in the year. But we are recording a piece entirely in the dark and live streaming it entirely in the dark to people that will be listening in from home, and we'll be asking them to listen entirely in the dark, because you do listen differently when you can't see, and you engage with the music in a very, very different way. And our aim is that what we perform will be cathartic for people and will give them space to experience, or space to express what they've experienced over the last couple of years. And the music that will be being performed is going to be based on experiences that people have told us about from those connected to the campus. So performed in the dark, listened to in the dark, and drawn on people's experience of the last 2 years.
And the experiences, are they from just staff working there, or can it be people that have had to come into the hospital for whatever reason during this last couple of years?
Yeah, it's a really good question. We talked lots about how to manage the process and who we could best help. And the answer is, it's anybody connected with the campus. So people working on site, or that would be working on site but are working from home, people that have been treated on site, or people whose family or friends have been treated on site, or perhaps would have been treated on site but couldn't be due to COVID. So yeah, any connection with the campus as a whole means that we can work with you.
And how would you like people to get in touch with you, and how do they get those experiences to you?
Yeah, we've created a website. It's really easy to remember. It's just called thedarkheels.com. What we wanted to do is give people the ability to respond in any way. So you can type words in, you can upload a PDF or a Word document if you've written something, or if you want to go away and write something. You can upload pictures, you can upload videos. You can even there and then record either audio literally on that website, or also video right there and then, and submit it there. So pretty much any way that you want to engage, you can. And if you want to go away and think about it, that's fine. You can also do that. You don't have to do it like today. You can take a few days and think about it.
And will it be sort of your thoughts and experiences of what you thought about the pandemic, or can it be anything really?
Yeah, the submissions we've had so far have been so varied. We've had poetry, we've had somebody use photographs to explain how they felt as COVID was coming, during COVID, and how they feel at this particular stage of the pandemic. We've had gorgeous illustration by a child of their mother who's a nurse. We've had a local residential group have put together a video, an outdoor video that they've shot. We've had some humorous contributions. We've had 1 words, 2 words, 10 words. There's no kind of rule as to what it needs to be. So if you want to express, you know, what you're feeling right now, you can. Or if you want to say something you're proud of, that's one thing I'd really like to capture, is people that have done work that they're really proud of over the last couple of years, because obviously a whole load of people on site have done incredible things. So any aspect, there's no limitation.
That sounds absolutely brilliant. And so if anyone's interested for any of this, they go to thedarkheels.com. And is there a closing date for this?
There's a sort of deadline of Friday, the 25th of March, but it's likely that the project will continue. So if you're not able to respond before then still respond, because it will be captured and we'll be showing everything that gets sent through on essentially a digital wall online. So you'll be able to see everything that people contribute.
Oh, that sounds absolutely brilliant. And Natalie, would you like to say something?
I just want to say, this reminds me, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, we as a hospital community had such an amazing wealth of people coming forward and sharing their thanks and support towards the hospital. And now this is your chance to share your experience of what these 2 years have been like for you. We want to hear from you, and we want to come together to reflect on this experience.
Well, thank you, both of you. Sounds like a really wonderful project and something that a lot of people are going to get a lot out of. So thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alex.
Cambridge 105 Radio.